Was called To Be One, which is T O B O N E .ca. And tonight I have two guests that are the producers of To Be One, and that is Cheryl Hutton and Edward Mikut, which is also Monkman. Welcome to Intuitive Soul Radio. We're going to talk about the song because that's really, you know, what brought you here. Because it's To Be One. It's how we come into this place and we connect and our spirits become one. And I think, you know, that's really the message you're giving. Plus, you've got a great event coming up. And so we're going to talk about that. But while we start, why don't we start with your journey, Cheryl? Because this really was your dream. So kind of tell us about, you know, what brought you to this point and how did you come into the journey and the dream of To Be One?
I went to a workshop that Peaceful Arts was doing, and Dennis Gaumond was there. So it was an amazing thing to hear some of the work he was doing and his book, Why Is Life? And that went on listening to Dennis, and I felt that perhaps Dennis and Ed should meet, and they've been working on a project called the Bhadra Collective. So that started getting me reading in that. In March last year, I went to an I Can Do It workshop. And it was wonderful. It was my first experience. And some of my favorite people there was Marianne Williams. She was absolutely fantastic. And Doreen Virtue. And in Doreen's sequence, we did this meditation to Archangel Michael. And that was my first experience of something like that. Hmm. So it's sort of, we wrote in a book, and I'm not really...
So you haven't been on this journey very long.
I haven't been on this journey long, no. But it was amazing, and I just felt such a difference from that. That happened March 14th. And when we did that meditation to Archangel Michael, there was just some connection there. But at that time, I don't think I fully understood it. Then April 15th, I woke up in the morning, and as I sat up in bed, something hit me, and it was like, oh my goodness, I just had this song. I just had a song and words and this wonderful footage rolling with it. And so I wrote it down right away because I was sure if I didn't, I'd lose it, put it into my journal. And then I put it in a very simple WAV file because I was afraid I would lose the melody. And then
and when was this?
This was April 15th in the morning.
Okay.
So then we...
So a month after...
A month after that workshop, okay. Yeah. So after that, I thought, well, you know, by the afternoon, oh, well, this is really nice, but, you know, everyone has dreams, and I sort of left it alone a little bit. Hmm. And then I ran into Father Ed that's out in Coburg, Port Hope, and I said, can I share something with you? And I said, I have this dream, and it's not going away, and I don't know what I feel like I'm supposed to do something with it, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And so I sang it for him. He was kind enough to listen. And then I said, so what am I supposed to do with this? And he said, well, you've just done it. You just shared it. Continue to share the song. And then what happened was a couple of weeks later, the Harlem Gospel Singers were in Port Hope, and I was at the concert. And near the end, they had everyone up on stage doing We Are the World, and I was one of the ones that they pulled out of the audience. Then I'm sitting at the end of the concert, and I feel a nudge, you know, those little intuitive mm-hmm. nudges. And it was like, share the song with these people. So I went on stage and talked to the keyboardist, and my line, can I share something with you? So I sang him the song, and he looked at me, and he said, you know what, you need to have it arranged, and then you need to have it recorded, and you should put it on CD Baby. That's what I recommend for you. So then I gave a call to Ed, and I said, can I share something with you?
So all this time you hadn't shared with him yet.
I'd mentioned it to him, but I don't think I'd sent you the WAV file yet, right? I just had it at home and sort of sang it to him, and it was just sort of light, and I wasn't really pursuing it very right. much. But I shared with him the sequence of events and said, maybe this is something, so take a look and see what you think. So, I mean, Ed, do you want to tell that part after you get the song?
Well, I got an email, which was way too long. It was like 100 gigs. Because the computer must have kept on recording. After listening to it, of course, the message and the just the spontaneity, you know, when something is very close to your heart and you just want to document that, whether it's a book you're writing or a song. Anyways, this had a very spirit-driven message on it, and a little too much kitchen ambience, but it was a cappella. And so the task that Cheryl suggested for me to do was, can you do something with this? Can you put some backing tracks to this? Can you make this into something that would be a song, CD? And that was the challenge. And I immediately wanted to do this very much for her because I knew it was very important to Cheryl. And I loved the message too. So... as all things do when you give it to somebody, they sit for a little while. And it's not sometimes time or wanting to do things. It's just you don't feel ready to do something. Mm-hmm. And essentially what happened at the end of the day, after a tiny little while, the idea of the song that you heard initially at the top of this broadcast, it sort of came out as a stream of ideas. And I pretty much had a rough through of it in about an hour.
Really?
So
that quickly?
So that was basically it. And I knew there was a slow and a fast and a this, and the solo came out like just as a rough thing, and I just kept it. And it was just, I remember calling you, Cheryl, yeah. and saying, you know what? I'm really grooving off of this. I'm having a blast. You know, I'm in the studio all by myself, as many musicians are these days. You know, whether it's a radio station or a musician, you seem to be secluded in your own little cubbyhole for times. But every so often, you want to scream out and say, this is an absolutely amazing moment. Hello? And so I said the hello to Cheryl, and I said, you know, this is going to be great. You're going to just die when you hear this. I hope you love it just as much as I do. And that was the beginning.
Yeah, it was. I remember that call because he was just, I can't believe it. You know, you were even, he wrote it and he was still even being inspired by it. It was amazing.
Wow. So what happened after that?
So after that, so we had that, we had the song and we weren't quite sure what to do with it. I think I came in and I tried to sing the words to it. He showed me, you know, how to put the melody line with it. And then...
Oh, you drove around in the car and listened to it about 1,000 times.
Yes, I did. I did do that. And I shared it with some friends at work, and they loved it. And actually, one of the very first comments at the very, when it was so in its initial stages, was one of the girls said, oh my God, that just gives me goosebumps when I listen to it. Hmm. So what happened after that is I had seen a course at Transformational College advertised on an email, and it was the summer's workshops that they were having, and one was right. Finding Your Voice, and mm-hmm. Anne-Marie Boudreau, yes, wonderful Anne-Marie, was teaching that class. And I had seen it before and thought, well, no, it's far drive from the port and all of that. But on the day of that workshop, it popped up 3 times in my email to the point I finally said, all right, I'll go. I mean, you know, it just wouldn't go away. So I called and I said, can you...
That's salesmanship.
Actually, I don't think they actually send them out that often. I think something else happened there.
It was
there.
Very strange.
I know that in the beginning, I used to have to be hit 3 times before I would respond to something. Sounds like that's kind of what happened there.
So they could fit me in the class, and I drove down for it, and I got in, and I saw Anne-Marie, and I got that little nudgy thing again. So at the start of class, I said, can I share something with you? And she was just getting ready for class. She says, well, maybe after class, you know, and depending on how late the class went. So I sat down. Well, then in the room walked Gina Tomei. Now, I had seen Gina because there was a photo shoot for the Bodra Collective with Ed and Dennis and all the guys, and Gina was in the photo shoot, and I was there with Ed's brother doing the photography. So I'd seen her, not spoken very much to her, but I knew her to look at her. So when she walked in, I said, oh, hi, I remember you, and we sort of exchanged things. And as we got talking, I said, can I share something with you? And I told her about the song, and Gina, I was just so amazed. Right away, she said, yes, you know what? I want to be part of this. I want to sing on it. I'm like, oh, okay. And that's amazing. I was just really amazed. And later what she shared with me when we were actually in the studio, she said, I was really amazed, Gina, how, you know, that you had time. I know she's very busy and that. And she said, no, there was something after she had met me that first day at the photo shoot.
Right.
She had gotten a message that there might be a time that I come and ask her for something and she's to say yes.
Oh.
So that was a very cool thing. So after that, I had a little more courage. Anne-Marie and I didn't get to discuss it, but I sent her an email a day later and said, you know, here is that thing I wanted to share with you. And I sent her the words because I thought, let me share the words and see how you are with that, and then I can follow it up with the music. And Anne-Marie came back to me. She loved the words. She had just been over in India, I believe it was, with a bunch of people. And they had dealt with all, you know, Muslims and Sufi and the different people playing. And they felt, they had found that this was their platform to play from, was a platform of we are one and love is really what we all gravitate through. Mm-hmm. So she said she wanted to be part of it. She brought Lisa Spallani, who is actually Lisa Hart from Lisa Hart Days, in. Gina Tomei brought Barb Gale in, and she's done the Quill to Quill project, which is a wonderful Native project. Then I mentioned it to Val at Peaceful Arts, and she went out to a number of people that she works with in the area in the community, and they came in. And one of the girls from where I worked also came in. So all of a sudden, we had this wonderful bunch of people together, and we went to the studio, and Ed took it from there.
So if you can imagine a different kind of version of the same thing, and that is we've all seen We Are the World, mm-hmm. when they have all the people come in and sing songs, and you know they arrive with baggage from this country, that country, or from that part of the country. And I always love that sign, please leave your egos at the door. Well, that day there were no egos to hang up. The coat rack was empty because everyone arrived quite I'll do anything. I'm just glad to be here. And so over the period of a month, instrumentally, we've had sitar players, we had hand drum players, we had musicians of all sorts and vocalists of all sorts, both ensemble and soloists. And to me, being in a studio, as I said, where I don't really have a chance to get out as much, but I'm in the strange and wonderful capacity of having the world come to me. In this case, the world did come to me of all sorts, and it was all really good. And it completely introduced me to a group of people that I've never knew existed before. I don't know if there's a really good way to describe it, but you go through your day-to-day, and you have your business acquaintances, you have your friends, and you have, and all of a sudden, a door opens, and a stream of people walk in that you've never encountered before, a heartfelt group, completely unique, and each one is different, and yet they were all similar, talented, all of them. So in any case, a month of amazing feeling, and the product was only because of that, and everyone had a great time to boot. So, and in the end, the acquaintances and the love affair really has lasted past that point, and we're in each other's lives in many different respects now, helping each other, nurturing each other, and you know, the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm.
Truly.
We felt when we were in the starting to put all the songs together and having the people in the booth there, we could feel everybody, what they were saying is there was a special energy coming from all the different vibrations of the people there. A lot of them are sound and energy healers, so they're bringing an extra special value to the song that you wouldn't normally perhaps have in that sort of capacity. So, and we could definitely feel it in the studio. We were saying, you know what? We were getting goosebumps. We were saying, we don't know what it is, but there's something about all of us singing these words in this melody that's very... And Ed did an amazing job. He was at some points working with over 100 tracks. So it was quite a task.
That would have been interesting.
Yes, it becomes a challenge.
Yeah. So Cheryl, you have this dream. What was the inspiration to be one? Where did the words, I mean, obviously you channeled them, but you know what, your journey really hadn't taken you, you know, to these extents, yet you seem to have come up with the words that, you know, bridge all the religions and bridge deities and bridge, you know, it's a lovely and very appropriate concept for these days of, you know, where there is a lot of fear and the possibilities of fear increasing over this next year, especially not here, but in the States, as the economic situation, you know, kind of reveals itself, you know, and we get caught up in the matrix and we get caught up in that wheel of fear. Yeah. You know, where do you feel this, the inspiration and the words, and how has that impacted you?
It's impacted me a lot, and I think that is just what this is all about. It's a message for us to help us bridge that fear, to help us rise above that fear, and as they say, hold the light through it. And I think that, you know what I forgot to share, which probably answers that question really good, Laurie, is actually what I saw in my dream.
Oh, there you go.
Because, you know, you wake up, you have a dream, and this one was one you knew wasn't just something that was happening in your head. And just as you say about the words and that, I mean, they were so powerful. I knew that this was a message that was sort of being shared with me. But when my dream, it was like video footage rolling. And here I was flying above treetops. So it was a major highway with grass on both sides of the highway and then a tree line on both sides of the highway. And on the right side of the highway, I was flying above the treetops. And as I looked down, as far as I could see, there were no cars on the highway. It was like a super highway. They were all parked on the grass beside the highway. And people were all standing outside of their cars. You know, if you open your door and just stand in the door, and sort of lean on it. Mm-hmm. They were doing that. They were all standing there. And then the first thought I had in my mind looking at it in my dream was, oh no, there's been a major accident. But then I had a message that said, no, it's not a major accident. Look again. And so I looked again. And as I did, I realized the thought came through that they can't make it up the road. They're waiting. They're waiting for something that can help them make it up the hill.
Hmm.
And then all of a sudden, my mouth opened up and it was like a loudspeaker and this song came out as I flew along. And I instinctively knew that they were getting what they needed from that song.
Hmm.
So it was, and then I woke up.
And remembered the words.
And well, I was very worried about that. I have my journal beside the bed. And it was like, okay, I've got to write this down right away. And then it was like, I could hear the melody in my head, but it took me a little while to just sort of sound it out. But once, like Ed said, once he started working with the song, it just flowed through him totally. As soon as I started getting a few of the words, then all the verses just flowed right out. So, yeah, so that, you know, it just came out then. And then with that, I had a message that it was about sharing it. So, you know,
hence the, can I share something with you?
Yes, exactly. It was to be shared. And then I also got the date of September 22nd. And we had the song. So that was a big momentum for Ed and I when I shared that date with him is for some reason, this has to be ready for that date. That was what I felt. Well, at that time, I had no idea that September 20th.
Which was her version of a client saying, we want it yesterday.
Yeah.
But you did deliver. Well, we didn't know that September, or did you know, Ed, that it was International Peace Day before? Mm-hmm. No, neither of us were aware until we got close and Val had shared it with, because she was doing a peace pole ceremony in Port Hope, that actually September 1st was International Day of Peace. So consequently, they played the song and we had a lovely ceremony at her place. And then it was also played at the Secret Expo during the opening ceremonies because that opened on International Peace Day. So
Amelia there.
We saw Emilio. That's where we met Emilio. It was there. It was also played at the Wise Women's Weekend in Lake Huron at their peace ceremonies in the water. And it is now also listed on the International Peace Song site, international website.
Right. Tell us about that.
That was very cool. Once we got it recorded, then we thought, when we knew there was so much magic, then we, as a group, we felt the same thing. Okay, we have to share this. It can't just stay here now. So I have a Mac computer, and with that, you can create your own website. My very first time. So we had to launch a website before September 22nd. So we managed to put it up on there, and we offered the song for a free download, a free MP3 download. We put the words in that, and that's how we started sharing it.
Wonderful
so
graphics.
Wonderful. My son created the
stunning
the graphic for the front of the CD.
Oh,
we've
really
had so many comments on it. People are asking for a poster.
I want a T-shirt. That's all.
Ed wants a T-shirt.
Explain what's on the front cover.
Well, Trenton, we gave him the song. We said, can you create an image for this? And what he did is it's a bunch of speakers. It's actually using different deities as DJs, and they've all got headphones on. And you've got, Mother Earth, Gaia in the middle, and the deities on the side. I think we have Jesus.
Jesus, Krishna.
Krishna.
Is it Kuan Yin?
I think Kuan Yin.
And Buddha.
And Yeah. So, and people we've had so many comments.
It was a small table.
Only room for five. Five really big people, but.
So we shared it with them. You submit it if you think, so I submitted it to them and they must have liked it and they posted it on their website. So we were really honored with that.
Yeah. Okay, so tell them again what the website is so that people, they might want to look at it while we're doing this.
The website is www.tobeone, which is 2B1.ca.
Yes. And so no numbers.
No. And if you, there's different headers at the top, so you can click on the dream and you can read the dream and all the wonderful people who all generously, they all donated their time.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There's the song, and so you can hear it live online and then request a free MP3. We did finally get some CDs on CD Baby. So for those that would like a physical copy, they can order one there, and all the words are there. We have pictures of the artist when we were recording in the studio. We have stuff on the event we'll talk about later.
Right.
Yeah, and a Get Connected page where we're putting all kinds of wonderful things like your radio station.
There you go. So, okay. So you put out this song. Mm-hmm. How has it changed? Like, how has it influenced your life?
Oh, you know what? The song in my life has just taught me so much. And you know what? It teaches and leads you through example. And in all the dealings with people and all the processes we're going through, every time is another reason to experience love from a different direction, a different perspective. It just opens you up. I find that the song, and I know Ed and I have talked about it, but it seems to be helping everyone expand in their own journeys, and it does it in very mystical sort of ways. But for me, it's really it's encouraged me to lose the fear. I think there's a lot of fear, and not to think so much focusing on the fear, but really to try to focus on the light and all the good that is around, and to really be centered on the thought of one. It's so easily to lose sight of that in your day-to-day dealings, or as you get really sort of crazy in the world. Mm-hmm. And so I find myself more and more now being very conscious of that fact, and really trying not to judge, to do that ever, extra extension, and to think connected. You know, if you think that you are connected to each and everything around you, not only people, but the environment, the plants, the animals, I mean, you have a whole different perspective on things.
So right. Let me just add something here that maybe Cheryl wouldn't automatically say. We can all... Sometimes it's hard to see a change within yourself, even though you feel it and you know you feel much better, and you just can't define that feeling. But to see a change within somebody else, it's a little easier. And I would say the song, around the song, whatever you want to say, the change that I can see in Cheryl exhibiting, not only in her viewpoints, but just her exhilaration towards life, period. And here's the interesting thing that maybe not everyone gets a chance, and Cheryl's in the driver's seat for this. You have to imagine you're sitting in your kitchen, you got a huge Mac in front of you, and every day you are getting messages from people, not from work, not from down the street, but because this is a very tiny planet, and messages from the entire world. One day it's South Africa, another day it's New Zealand, next day it's Finland. And sometimes it's in English, sometimes she needs to put it through a translation in the computer and you get some choppy English out of it. However, the messages are stunning. And to say that you wake up, imagine waking up, having your morning coffee and reading about how you've helped a person or a group of people, whether it's because they wanted to sing it in front of their school as a uniform ensemble, or as an individual who says, I was sick and I'm getting better, and this song, no one's saying this is an antidote, but we're saying this song came at the right time, and timing is everything. Mm-hmm. So there are no coincidences in life. So all I want to say about it is, if everyone had an opportunity to sit in front of their computer and get positive messages from the entire world, would you have a good day?
It is. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I think we've got over 300 messages, and they're coming from everywhere. Finland, New Zealand, I've got Portugal, Spain, UK, Russia. They've even put it in Russian. Australia, New Zealand, China, was an IT teacher who their students were doing a video for UN Day, and they asked permission to use the song as the music underneath it.
Someone actually did a YouTube video.
Someone did a YouTube video, yes. If it's called May Peace Prevail, she's put it under that. And or if you put 2B1 song in my name, it will come up. But she took the time to take the song, put images with it, put the words on the screen, and she sent it because she said it moved her so much that she felt that there was something more to do with it.
Now, how did you get so much exposure?
Well, that is another string of intuitive threads. So I'll try to go through these very quickly. But The Secret Show...
Right.
I mentioned that we met Emilio and that they did. My son was there just promoting his Emerald City Wave Sound CD that he does with Crystal Bowles.
Oh.
And I was in his booth. He's a wonderful talent. He's my son, I guess. I'm saying that. Too, but he is a wonderful talent. I said it too. And so I was in the booth with him, just helping him in the booth. And this girl walked by and she had a white T-shirt, but with these words on it said, "I want to change the world. Do you want to help?" And right away, I said, "Oh, excuse me, I love your T-shirt." Well, it turns out the girl is Kim Klinger, who is one of the heads of the Alliance for Humanity for the Toronto chapter, a wonderful woman. And so we got talking, and I gave her, she said she'd heard the song, and I gave her the words and, the insert card from the CD. So she got back to me, and she said, "I love your song, and I think your song would be wonderful to be with this other thing called One, the movie. Have you seen it?" And I said, "No." So she sent me the link and I watched the trailer. And I was like, wow, this movie is the personification of what the song is. This man had a dream to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of happened. That will lead us to One, the event. But if we segue from there, I went to an Alliance for Humanity meeting with Kim Klinger and the group. And when I was there, there's a woman, a wonderful woman, and she gave me, she said, I think that you should share your song with this woman called Celia Fenn. She has Star Child Global website. So I said, okay, at this point, and for anybody that's listening, when you start to get these strong intuitive threads, it's a different time now. You need to follow them. You need
Very
not
true.
To take it into your head and deal with it. You need to just feel it. And go with if it really feels strong, because I think a lot of us are getting messages this way. And rightfully so, I sent it to her. Celia came back to me in less than a half hour and said, "I absolutely love this song. May I share it on my website?" Well, she has the most amazing earth logs that she writes. And her website, I had no idea, but from the emails that I get from other people, is shared with people all over the world. And so she must have quite a large following. So from her sharing it in the earth log, I started to get all these emails from around the world. Then the next day she broke down the dream, because she channels Archangel Michael. And she talked about the highway being actually representative of linear time.
Hmm.
And, we've heard that time and space will not be as we're seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was saying that the people were getting off of this linear time and starting to move in this new dimension, and they're looking for.
Yes, getting out of the matrix.
Yes.
And getting out of the fear and, becoming, seeing reality as it is, instead of being caught up in what the third dimension dictates as reality.
Yeah.
So very interesting. So that's quite a journey for a song. When did it start again? Was that, did you say April?
April 15th. So how many months is that? It's not been that long.
No.
Yeah.
Quite short.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite short.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And so tell us about this event that's coming up. It's February 8th.
Well, since the microphone is swinging my way, how many weeks to go? I am, needless to say, as anyone who's ever put an event or had a school performance, I am so looking forward to this. And also, I'm up to my neck in work, which is always a good thing when you love doing what you do.
And there you go.
So I'm, as you are, Laurie. And so what's really great about this event is, through these experiences and people that we've worked together with on the song, plus peripheral events happening alongside at the same time, i.e. Dennis Gamont and working on his album for the Badra Collective. We've been working on it for a year, and actually I did bring a CD. Maybe we'll put it on.
Sure.
At some point. The music is world, and it's chant music, and it's kind of interesting. These are just rough mixes if you should hear it, but let me get it actually ready for her. And the first cut might be good. We could just be, about a minute or two of it. But Dennis is certainly one of the people that I've been working with. So it was a natural fit. He does great seminars of all sorts of things, great author. But alongside of that, we have people like Tulsi Sen, who is an amazing author, poet, from India originally, and group of people. Yes, his book is Ancient Secrets of Success. There's four little key acclimations in that book. Too long to get into, but really quite a nice book. All these people have come together, and now in some shape or form, they're being incorporated into this live event show with a thematic approach of one.
Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha.
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 So they're in, it goes some of the rough track of a cut off the album. And so Dennis will be there premiering some of his stuff, just as a little bit of a short thing. And other people that have come along, we've mentioned their names along the way here in this interview. Gina Tomei is a wonderful, wonderful chanteuse. What else does she do, Cheryl?
She taught music orchestration.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a sonic sound healer. Yeah, I mean, she's just a multi-talented woman. Amazing.
She is absolutely a spirited lady who gets her voice into almost just about anything you can imagine in the States, in LA or whatever, in both the English and Italian. that was Gina Tomei, and that was Take Me There. She'll be doing that at the one event. And she'll also be duetting that song with Emilio Zaras, who, again, is a talented young...
Amazing.
Yeah, kind of like a Josh Groban, Il Divo type of guy.
Yeah, I'm actually going to have him on the show at some point because his story is quite unique, and his voice is pretty, and he's ready to tell his story, so... I can't wait to actually have him.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he's so great. I was just having a rehearsal with him a couple of days ago, and he's so busy, and he still comes down, and he goes, wow.
Yeah.
You know, he's never too busy. He always smiles.
Yeah.
So, yes, he will actually be premiering a world premiere of 2B1, the song you had initially heard, but as a pop opera thing.
Oh, that'll be cool.
I gave him the things. I said, you take it home. Now you make it your own, Emilio.
Right.
And then we're going to just polish it up and away we go.
Okay, so is this what's going to be happening on February 8th, or is there more to it than this?
Well, there's a bit more to it. So the people that Ed has mentioned, as well as Ed Monkman, will be performing.
Right.
So you're going to hear some wonderful stuff from Monkman, who is performing as Monkman and also as a musical director throughout the whole show. Plus, we'll be showing the movie. So it's a full
is this
night.
A debut of the movie then?
This would be a screening, special screening. The first screening, I think, in our area. There's been, I think, a screening on the West Coast of the movie and screenings in the South. But first, I think, for this area.
Yeah.
What's the email?
To see, to learn more about the movie, the Phenomenal movie, it's go on the website www.onetheproject.com. And there's a couple of trailers that you can see there, and you could read some of the background on it. Amazing
movie.
You know,
for a bunch of guys, if I can just call it, for a bunch of guys that never picked up a camera before, and the world says, you can't do this kind of stuff. They were more obsessed with going out into the field. They had 20 questions. Well, you get it all off the website. It's an amazing story. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Any story that starts off like that has got to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, they managed to get leaders from all over the world come to them to want to speak to them, and that includes Deepak Chopra, Ram Dass, Uma Thurman's father, who's a renowned philosopher, and that it's
great footage.
Oh, the footage and their comments just are wonderful.
There's one absolutely stunning question they ask in there. I have to say that I was talking to someone about it recently. They ask, I'm paraphrasing, in a physical motion, describe the state of the world as you see it.
Wow.
Now that's a question. Have you ever thought of that one, Laurie?
and
not for radio, though.
Yeah, well, no, but like what state of the world would you want to then talk about? Because
that's up to you.
Right. Yeah. So you could talk about the fear and the problems that are going on, or you can talk about, you know, the one. Like you can talk about to be one, like that part of us that is always there, that we, you know, for whatever reason in this dimension, you know, we're so unaware but we're becoming so much more conscious. And the more conscious we become, the more aware we can become of that one.
I think it's through books, meditation, music, movies, everything that is out there. The world is just full of individuals and groups that are creating massive things out there now. And there's a lot of opportunity to catch new ideas. And, you know, I don't blame anyone for not trying to catch it, but my goodness, there's a lot of opportunity out there. All you got to do is just step out the door.
Truly. And it really is becoming that time where we are all waking up. We are all becoming more conscious and more aware of what we're putting out there, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and it makes us, you know, become a lot more introspective and a lot more conscious about what's going on. And I think really that's the message of your music, is how to bridge those gaps.
So in this whole period, alongside of this, we were talking about connections and all this and learning new things. That's a pretty good segue, I think.
Right? Yeah.
So what happened was this. Over the last little while, it was almost like a running joke I would have people. I would show them up two hands full of fingers and say, what am I doing? Going around collecting motivational speakers as friends? But somehow, where I'm working as a sound man and stuff like that, there are offices full of these kinds of people. They're corporate trainers, they're book authors, they're motivational speakers. In my building, above my floor, Tulsi Sen, who will be speaking at the 2B1 event, I have learned so much from all these people. To hold two handfuls of motivational speakers over a period of a year and a half, and I owe them a lot. From a personal growth, which Laurie was asking some questions before the interview of where have you come from, what have you been doing, over the last couple of years, the journey has come through being exposed to wonderful people of what I consider of the highest caliber and from all sorts of directions. And it's kind of made me take on a role that I've always wanted to do, and that is, as a musician all my life behind the scenes, I've always felt there would be a time, or I always wanted to perform. Well, now is my time. So as Monkman, the goal is to take these groups of people that I have learned from, and maybe about a minute or two of that, and I'm kind of like a musician DJ type of thing, but within the performances, where I'm going with this is a very low-key presentation of some of the things that I've picked up from these people, i.e. through their words, through their participation in the music. So even though I may be solo performing, in fact, I'm carrying all my speakers or in any kind of store that I'm not really plugging right now. But the point of the story is it's just open season on all this great information.
Right. Okay, let's listen to this. So we're back. So you're going to read some of the emails that have come to you, and then I want to know, you know, what's the future of 2B1, or what's the future of this uniting that you've come together and brought together, and where you're going with it. And that will be the end of our show. But yeah, so read a couple of the emails.
This one is from Narina, and I'm just going to read the end part. It was like about four paragraphs, a lovely thing that she wrote. But in the last paragraph, she says, we are getting there to be one with everyone and be remembering and being it in the every now. The frozen forgetfulness is parting, making cracks right through the cloud of not being, falling apart as we watch it. We have to let go of it for the new to shine through.
It's beautiful.
Yes. And there was one from Frankie. I find that hearing this most important song, that I need to hear it every day. Bless you all for its creation.
It's lovely.
As Ed was talking about, I love to answer the emails in the morning. So every request for a free MP3, I personally answer back to the people.
Nice.
And because I feel that connection happening. And some people actually email back and say, oh, I felt something. But in that, I send to the people, and it's something I really truly believe with this song, is that everyone that hears a song, it feels like a snowball, that the song picks up their vibration and they too then become part of the vibration of the song. And I really believe that this song is part of a huge wave of loving energy that is moving us closer to a new earth humanity.
So to answer where it's going, or touch on that, is, I mean, the sky's the limit always, but in today's standard, we are trying to have a very successful, and I know it will be, a very successful event in Port Hope coming up February 8th. And also, we are thinking that why not do this again in Toronto? Why not do this somewhere else? Why not tour it around? Why not have, I don't know, dare I put labels on it, but Lilith Fair went around for a while because it had a feeling and it shared things. It could be a festival idea. It could be many things where in each city, the local group comes together and we share peace and oneness through an event.
Mm-hmm. And actually on that, it was Ward Powers, Warden Diane Powers did the movie, won the movie, and they did say if we were to have a large Toronto event that they would actually come up for it. And then with our, our connection with the Alliance Through Humanity, for Humanity, Deepak Chopra, who's also in the movie, is also the president of the Alliance for Humanity globally. And perhaps maybe there's some way we could persuade him to come up for that as well.
I think we should do it.
I think so.
You know, that's the one thing that we are lacking right now in the Toronto area, because the Learning Annex is no longer here. So we're not able to provide that. There's a bridge that needs to be brought together for Toronto again. And so somebody needs to pick that up. So maybe we will work on that and have that come to us, because that would be a lovely way to bring the energy of Toronto, the meeting place, and creating the oneness that we need to create here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, a major city that has a dynamic diversion of people. Yeah. And certainly this song and this movie can provide that bridge and that nice connection that I think we all need.
So if you folks see a bus going down your mainstay in your town and it has one written on it, you know we're coming through your town.
Do you have a bus with one on it?
Not yet.
One must have the vision first.
Oh, I see. So create the vision and then it will come, right?
That's right.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting... I'm sure we can come up somehow with the bus for you.
There you go.
But we want it to be a really nice bus, a touring bus.
Yes, the Partridge Family bus with the Partridge written out and one over it doesn't work for me.
That's good. I'm glad you have a higher vision than that. Well, it has been a great pleasure, talking
Lori.
With the two of you. And I know that you really have brought a dynamic group of people together. Mm. And a lot of them, I think, are, I'm definitely going to be having Anne-Marie Boudreau here to talk about the work that she does. And, I'm sure she'll want to play the song again. But
she may bring all her instruments and then you'll really have to move.
Yeah, she did the sitar for us and she had to actually tune that, didn't she?
Yeah.
A different key. So she's amazing.
She is. She's very talented in a lot of different musical instruments, and as well as her voice. And the way she can, when her and Lori Weinberg start playing the piano, and it's pretty incredible to watch. But anyway, again, thank you very much for coming and sharing this very interesting story and the lovely music that you're doing. And, really what you're bringing to the world is a lovely vision to hold on to. And that's certainly what I'm all about, is providing a vision so that people can, get to where they're wanting to go. And I think, this is a lovely place to start.
Well, thanks for having us over.
Yes, thanks a lot, Lori.
And the tea.
And yes, the tea. Tea. And just so you know, it's apparently snowing out.
Oh, no.
All right. So why don't you one more time tell them how to get a hold of your website so that you can see or listen to this lovely song and the graphics, which are very cool.
The website is www.2be1, that's TOBEONE.ca, and you'll see the dream, the song. You'll have on the event, there's actually the poster there, and you can hear little clips of each of the performers. We've got MP3s.
That's very cool. All right. Thank you very much, and it's been a great pleasure.
Thanks, Laurie.